hope this will be a blessing to you. This song is one of my favorite songs. Every time I feel homesick, I've been here already for 2 years, and I still got 3 more years of study here. And it still amazes me how God moves in our lives, and I just can't bear the fact how God is good to me. So the title of this song is God's Been Good.
There's no better way to tell you than to say, for God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. Times replay and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt His arms around me as I face my greatest fears. I have more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt as His grace rolled down upon me undeserved. For God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything is, but the best way that I can say is this: God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good.
Thank you.
Truly, God has been good. Amen. He is better than the best. Sometimes we just don't know what to say. But thank the Lord, God is good. Amen. Whatever it takes, life must be in service with the Lord. We have a mission to do it on this earth. That's why He saved us, to serve Him. If you have your Bible with you, please open to the book of Mark, chapter 4. Book of Mark, chapter 4. A I would like to read Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Please follow me with your eyes as I read these verses. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. The Bible says, "And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" If you notice the word, let us pass over unto the other side. They have the mission to accomplish. Let us pray. Father in God in heaven, we come before thy throne again for this time that we are trying to share thy word. Help me to share with enlightenment, dear God, and may the Holy Spirit move in our lives, in our midst, in a very special way. Dear God, empower me and make me a blessing tonight, and may your name be always glorified and magnified, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Let us pass over onto the other side. The time now in the Philippines is 6:30 in the morning, and we have 6:30 in the evening here, so it's about 12 hours difference. And I noticed that we are on the other side of the world. Yeah, but notice the importance of faith. So faith is very much important. That's just simply seeing. Because I cannot see Philippines with my two naked eyes, but I can see Philippines by my faith. I can picture Philippines as it is. Because of faith, because of vision. But we notice, my beloved in the Lord, and in verse 36, and when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. There were also with him other little ships. You know what? In Matthew chapter 14, if you notice Matthew chapter 14, the disciples were by themselves. You notice that in Matthew chapter 14, if you notice Matthew chapter 14, and the disciples were by themselves in verse 22, when the Lord said, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away." But you notice, my dear beloved in the Lord, in Mark chapter 4, Jesus is with them. But the whole thing is, Jesus promised all the Christians that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Even in the Great Commission, the Bible says, "I will go with thee even unto the end of the world." Amen. Because the Bible says, and lo, people are afraid in the airplane because Jesus said, "Lo." But wherever you are, God is always there. His presence is real because we felt the presence of the Lord. Hudson Taylor says, "God is not looking for people of great faith, but for individuals ready to follow him." If you notice, number one, let us pass over unto the other side. Notice number one, the person speaking. Not just other person, not just other disciples, but the Lord himself. All we need to do is follow the instruction, follow the command, obey His word. If you just really understand God's attributes, you know everything because His attributes explain who He is. God is omnipotent. He's more powerful than anything else. He displayed His power through the Red Sea, the division of Red Sea, and He displayed again His power through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's incomparable. One in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. He is omnipotent, all powerful than any king in this world. Not just omnipotent, but He is omniscient. He knows all about you. He knows all about us. Whatever we are, He knew about us. He knows about our thinking, about our hearts. He knew everything. We cannot hide anything to Him. We are naked with His eyes. Not just omniscient, but He was omnipresent. He's present everywhere, immutable, unchanging God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But today, people are changing. Instead of reading King James Bible, they change to NIV, meaning not inspired version. But we just thank the Lord. We have this kind of book. Because whenever you read King James Version, you exalt the Lord. Because when you say, "Thou God," you exalted, you are exalting the God of heaven. But in other translation, but that you, just like He's just ordinary person. But when the King James, you are exalting the God of heaven. Thou God who created everything. Thank God. That's why we have no reason to live. In John chapter 6, verse 67, I like this verse. John chapter 16. John chapter 6, verse 67. When the Bible says, in verse 67, "Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away?" Peter had a good answer in verse 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Amen. He has the words of eternal life. Yes, in this verse, my dear beloved, the Lord in Mark chapter 4, the person speaking is none other the Lord Jesus Christ. When He commanded the disciples to go with Him, to come with Him on that boat. But beloved in the Lord, in spite of the Lord commanding His disciples, does not mean you will not encounter any problem. But you notice in verse 37, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." Not just the person speaking, but the problem specified. Sometimes when we follow the Lord, the problems come sometimes in our life. Sometimes we do not understand why, but we do understand those problems comes with a purpose. In 1 Peter 1, 7, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible, this is the very purpose of the problem that comes our way. "Doubts creates mountains, but faith removes mountains." In verse 7, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, "that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Amen. Yes, in verse 37, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." I understand the situation here, because in the Philippines, I think more than 20 pastors went to the island and visit some people over there, evangelizing people in that island. We rode in a small boat. When we right at the middle of the sea, we are stuck at the middle of the sea. The motorboat did not was destroyed. So we are helpless in the middle of the sea. But just thank the Lord, we brought that small motorboat. We exchanged that small in that bigger one to a small one until we go to the other side. But when we come back, another things happen. Big waves, just like this building. We encounter big waves. It's frightening. You know what? One of our companion pastor fell to the sea. In the middle of the sea, it's good that he knew how to swim.
Amen.
But when he got his hand into the boat, those people around him, those people inside the boat, never knew that he fell at the sea. Only three of us knew when he fell onto the sea. But when he got his hand to the ship, they were frightened. Because the Bible also says in Matthew chapter 14, the disciples saw that the Lord Jesus was a ghost. But Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, it is I." Amen?
Amen.
So the presence of God is always on the rescue. He is always watching over us. In spite of some problems, in spite of some difficulties, He is always there on the rescue. Is always watching over us. And the reason, and in verse 18, the Bible, in verse 38, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" The disciples never realized when they were sink, when they sink, the Lord was sinking with them. Amen. But he is the master of the sea. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives. When I am weak, he is strong. When I am afraid, he is my courage. When I am lost, he is the way. When I am hurt, he heals. When I am broken, he mends. When I face trials, he is with me. When I face problems, he comforts. But notice, the person speaking, the Lord Jesus Christ. The problem specified in verse 37, the Bible says, storms of wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was not. They were full of problems, full of difficulties. But notice number three. But in spite of all those struggles, obstacles in life, I read in verse 39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." Amen?
Amen.
"Peace, be still," and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" If the wind and the sea obey the Lord, how much more as we are? We should obey because we are human. We are special creation of God. Amen? When God created everything, he just created by his word. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. But when he began to create man, he did not just say, "Let there be man." But he hold us into his own hands and shape us and breath into his nostril, the breath of life.
Amen.
We are special, unique creation of God. So we have all the reason to praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God the plan succeeded. Notice in verse 1 in chapter 5, and they came over unto the other side. Amen? They succeeded in spite of obstacles in life, in spite of difficulties. Nobody stops them. They were persevered and they were determined to go unto the other side. When Christ is in the boat of the heart, there is peace. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." Amen? When Christ is in the boat of the church, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says, "Even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." When Christ is in the boat of the scriptures, there is no controversy. His word is settled in heaven and can never be broken. And in John 5:39, when you search the scriptures, knowing that you have eternal life. When Christ is in the boat of providence, we have to claim Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your needs." That's why we are not losing hope of our goals and visions of the ministry that God has entrusted to us. The $35,000 that we need to reach, my dear beloved in the Lord, God has many resources. Amen? Amen? I just thank the Lord. That's why we are praying for some individuals and churches to help us meet these needs. Because in the harvest, my dear beloved in the Lord, it's a team effort because we cannot do it alone. We need some help. We need some rescue. Like Jesus said, he was on the rescue when the disciples were in need of help. Yes, there are winds and waves of discomfort. There are winds and waves of disappointment, discontentment, and discouragement. Because the winds and waves are trying to contain us, to limit us, to stop us from developing to serve our God. Trials and testings in life, they exist to teach us dependence upon God. Thank God he promised us not to leave us nor to forsake us. Our God is bigger than our problem. I love the song that the children keep on singing, "Obedience." Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key. Do immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Yes, my dear beloved in the Lord, whenever what God says, we need to obey it. We just follow the command because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, if you have your Bible, people are saying, it's very hard to follow the Lord. But the Bible says it's easy. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, you see, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." And note verse 30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It is hard to follow the Lord? No. The Bible says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We just keep on serving the Lord. We just keep on trusting the Lord. We just keep on hoping on the Lord because he is all we need. My dear beloved in the Lord, when the disciple reached the other side, to them, it's a mission accomplished. For us, as we go on deputation to go on other churches to speak on some individuals, for us, it's a mission to be accomplished. But to them, it's already mission accomplished. So I covet your prayers, my dear beloved in the Lord. please do pray for these needs. We do really need, because the completion of that church building is very necessary for the Lord to be magnified in that place, to become the lighthouse in that place. That's the very purpose why we came, because we have a mission and a vision to accomplish. God bless you all.
Thank you again, brother. Great challenge. Would you open with me your hymn book 262 for our invitation?